This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Peter Janssens, Global FP&A Director for Bosk, part of the Cargill Group. Peter, can you tell me a little bit about Cargill and your role there?
Cargill has been there for more than 150 years. The company is based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's still owned by the family today. It's located in more than 70 countries, and today we have more than 150,000 employees. There are four major key business segments. There is the food segment, there's the industrial, another big part of it is agriculture. The fourth one is the financial. The financial, within all these different segments, we supply risk management and financial solutions to our customers. To give you a little bit perspective, a financial perspective of our group, we have in 2017 $110 billion of revenue. So it's quite a big company. Today, it's a private-owned company, but if you would rank it in the Fortune top 500 U.S. companies, it's within the top 20. And privately, within the globe, it's in the top 5 companies around the world. So it's a huge company. Looking at the net earnings, we have $3 billion, which you would say, compared to the revenue, Cargill has a lot of trading. It's a big trading company as well.
And because you're moving product around the world, I assume you have a very complex supply chain?
Yes, we have a very complex supply chain. We trade a lot, but we also manufacture. In my business, for instance, we have about 50 plants around the globe. Goes from Brazil to Russia, from China to North America. So yes, we do, and we have a lot of different products we produce. In my business, for instance, we do sweeteners, starches, but as well texturizing ingredients, as ethanol, proteins, etc. So it's quite a challenge.
Your background's in finance, and you started a new role, I believe, late last year. What was the main focus of this new role to do?
The focus from the corporate was FP&A functions, is especially on the planning and on the value creation. That's the main focus we are aiming for.
How are you going to achieve that?
When I started the job, there was a lot of complexity within the role. As lately, there were a lot of changes within Cargill. When I started in November 2015, the company had a lot of business units around the world directly reporting to the corporation. Today, that has changed. We are consolidating those business units. And on top of that, we are managing it more from a global perspective. The change that there is BOSC, the Business Operations Supply Chain function, is a new function for a couple of years. And on top of that, for me as a finance person, a year ago, we split finance into accounting and finance and FP&A to have more focus and expertise within the company.
Obviously, you like access to numbers in your FP&A. You're a finance guy. You must like the numbers. Were they readily available on day one, or did you have to put a system in?
The corporate cycle was saying the importance of A&F, accounting and finance, to supply the documents to FP&A for further analysis and gap and opportunities finding. That's a challenge. And the other challenge is that A&F, accounting and finance, is regional structured, and I'm working on a global level. And when I started this business case, the company, most of the documents were in Excel. So if you look at 50 plants, you look at, for instance, month, year to date, if you want to consolidate all your numbers on a monthly basis, you would have already 200 pages to consolidate. You probably know the timing of that when we get the numbers, the completeness of the data. And of course, there's a lot of human aspects to filling out these spreadsheets. It's not always perfect.
So how did you solve it?
I started up with a strategy. It's called FBI. FBI stands for, you can call it Finance Business Intelligence or FP&A Business Intelligence. The purpose of that was to find a systems and reporting solution, whereas the efficiencies and effectiveness was really key. I had some principles developed in that way. Principles where automation is one of them. And why automation? Okay, it's giving efficiencies to the accounting and finance, but for me, it's also give me the one truth of the version. Then secondly, there are all other, the timeliness of the data. One global platform is also very important for me because today there are all different SharePoints around the world, different servers, different emails, etc. So I want all the data to be in one spot located. The business rules, it's also very challenging. As the company has been there for quite a bit, the rules are very much defined, but over the times, the rules, not white and black, there is some gray zone. And that's also where some challenges is. And instead of reaching out to people and going to all these different peoples around the world, we have 7 platforms and I have to go to maybe 10 people. If you look at all the plants, I have to go to 50 people. I want to self-service my own department on data.
What system did you use to implement that?
We are using Alteryx, and Alteryx we use together with Tableau. So Alteryx basically extracts data, transforms it, and loads it into the visual, which is then Tableau.
And what were the key challenges during the process? You mentioned obviously the spreadsheets.
We are all over the place. I mean, imagine how many ERP systems we have. For instance, China, we have 6 plants. We have 3 ERP systems. Imagine the complexity of all that. And Alteryx is helping that to directly link into the database and get straight the data out of it. We're basically, we transform the data in a harmonized way to get into a nice global report.
And you started a few months ago. Where are you in the process now?
We finalized the first general ledger automation, but it's more than that. So what we did is we had a plant report, we have a manufacturing report over the regions, and we have a global report. That is not only giving you the general ledger numbers, but also FTE numbers. It's giving you yield, recovery, volumes. So there's much more than just general ledger information.
Can you give me an example where that's made a difference to the actual business at the grassroots level?
For instance, a couple of weeks ago, we were in need of data. It was very urgent. And of course, what happens sometimes is it's very urgent. People will ask different people for the same numbers. And of course, everybody was looking at the Tableau server and pulled the same data. So there was not much discussion on the data itself, as it was, we did not need to reconcile it. We just could go further on the action.
We're here at Inspire Europe, the Alteryx European Conference. What do you hope to get out of the conference?
I hope to get some ideas, especially in the operations and supply chain, because my next steps, of course, I want to populate, I want to have a data lake with a lot of raw data and connecting the dots. If you look at operations, it's huge. It's the center of the company, of the corporation. You're linking, for instance, black assets to one-time maintenance. I want to have those kind of links. There is much more to that OTIF, on time in full. What does that have to do with your batch size or your running times, et cetera, et cetera?
What's exciting you about the analytics world at the moment?
Exactly what I just told you is finding, I mean, there is so much data within Cargill, but I want to get something out of it. It's to crystallize the data into value creation.
How do you think that's going to affect Cargill over the next 5 years and its supply chain?
For me, the impact will be remarkable, yeah, will be huge. On the basics, we still have a lot of things to go through, but the value creation will be there.
If I turn that question around generically, how much impact do you think and what kind of impact will the use of analytics have on the supply chain looking into that future period?
It will have impact on how we do transportation. It will have impact how we source. It will have impact on how we run our factories today. It even will have impact on safety matters in our factories.
In what way will it impact safety in the factories?
If you combine maintenance, running a quick order that needs to be for some of the customers, if you relate all this information together, if you could optimize that, you will have less safety issues in your company. If somebody is working on a machine and that machine is maintained, and the next day we do, for instance, a quick order that passes that machine, there is some hazards out there, indirectly.
If I'm a business manager in Cargill, what's changed for me? What am I doing differently that I didn't do 2 years ago or was able to do? What am I able to do now?
The data is more visual today. I talk a lot about Tableau, but of course the platform that's giving that information comes from Alteryx. That's a strong message we give to the business leaders or to the management today. And everybody is still looking at the same data and immediately you see what's going wrong and what's good and what's going wrong. You can do a lot of things. You can do benchmarking internally, also externally. The other thing is you can do trend analysis, you can do cost drill downs. It's all information that's easily available today, which was not in the past. And the other thing is if you want to harmonize, this is the way to go. If you want to talk about the same KPI, the same number, it should be comparable across the globe.
Does Cargill have an open data policy in the sense that I, in my manufacturing plant in Brazil, can compare my KPIs to a manufacturing plant in Russia, or is it a closed?
Of course, we have some governance about that. No, that we have rules. We set up the governance on that. So we have a Tableau server, and it's managed. The access rules are pretty much good to manage, yes.
So it's a hierarchical security structure.
Exactly, yeah. And exactly the Alteryx as well is secure to managed as well.
So if I'm a manager in Brazil, I can't see what's going on in Russia if it's not within my control.
It depends on what level you are in Brazil. I think if you're the leader in Brazil, you should be able to see what's going on in Russia and compare yourself to Russia. If you're a plant manager in Brazil, I don't see the necessity to look in a Russian factory.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.